Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore. Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour.
That's called premature introduction. Today is Tuesday, the Blueprint Power Hour, as the intro just gave it away. We'll be joined by my co-host in just a moment, Coach Rob Regish. Before we do that, just got to pay homage to our title sponsor, Legendary Foods, who without them, this show really wouldn't exist. Even with all the other sponsors we have, they create an environment where the show can go on and I can pay all the employees that are associated with the show. If you enjoy Superhuman Radio, the way to show that is to show some love to Legendary Foods and, of course, all the sponsors. If you go to eatlegendary.com and use the code SHR, you'll save 10% off your entire purchase. Don't forget to try the amazing tasty pastry, which is, in fact, a Pop-Tart, if you believe it, that has 9 grams of protein and less than 1 gram of sugar. You'll love it. Your children will love it. Buy it for them as well. Without further delay, I will bring my guest on, my co-host, the coach, Rob Regish. Hold on a second. Let me just get him back on here. There we go. And let's run his intro music, which was trying to get away from me a second.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing good. How about you?
I feel horrible today. It's been plaguing me. Something's been bugging me for the past few days. I'm not sure what it is. I kind of shared with you off the air. And then on top of that, I woke up this morning and my right eye is all bloodshot and feels like the eyelid itself is irritated or something. But it's not conjunctivitis because I don't have any of the itchy burning or sensitivity to light that is a telltale sign of conjunctivitis. So I'm sure it'll go away in a couple of days. Other than that, I'm doing great.
Well, listen, I've got a couple issues too, so maybe I'll detail later in the show.
Yeah, but we could just call this sorry-ass old men's show.
Right.
What's new with you?
I'll tell you, I had a rough training day yesterday. I missed some crucial reps at a crucial time in the program, but that was one exercise. You know, the other three or four that I used, I was up on. Can't hit a PR every week, right? Mm-hmm. This is about being resilient, and I'm going to go into that a little bit later. It's tough, though, psychologically. You know, when you're used to blowing through things and always getting them, and then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall, it's like, oh. And then on top of that, my left arm went numb the second I did my last rep. We'll talk about that, too. So you and I, yeah, we're pretty much in the same boat.
Get ready, everybody. You're on the same train. You're just not at the stop we're at. That's all. Right. That's the only difference. All right, so let's start off with the first question. Comes from Gene Anderson. He says, you mentioned running out of glucosamine last week. You asked people if they knew of any sources for injectable glucosamine for your horses. Then mentioned Boswellia again. How do these things compare to NSAIDs like Advil and Tylenol?
Yeah, so the bad news is the supplement industry has not yet come up with something that's going to be an effective treatment for arthritis, right? To be fair, though, neither has Big Pharma, and they've got billions of dollars to throw at the problem. The good news is that the sports nutrition products that we do have that are geared toward joint relief, in my opinion, they are far, far more effective for their stated purpose than, let's say, the muscle building and fat loss products, which most of which are miserable failures. Generally speaking, though, so your comparison is this. Generally speaking, most NSAIDs, non-steroidal, right, anti-inflammatory drugs, work faster for, say, something like a headache than their supplement counterparts. That isn't a definitive statement per se, though, right? So it would be accurate to say Aleve, naproxen sodium, or Advil work faster for a headache, at least for me. I rarely get them, but when I do, those things work the fastest. It would not be accurate to say, though, that I get no relief from curcumin or other, you know, natural products. Milligram for milligram, and again, this is a generalization, milligram for milligram, you just need to take more of the herb, usually, and it doesn't work as fast. That's just one example, though. I'm assuming he's talking about things more so for joint pain, and that really is, right, a much more serious issue. Headaches go away, little aches and pains go away. Joint issues are usually degenerative. So relative to cartilage wasting, glucosamine has been shown in some studies to be every bit as effective for pain relief as NSAIDs. Again, just taking longer since its, you know, mode of action is different. Tylenol, Advil, Aleve, they all work by reducing the production of prostaglandins. And there are all different kinds, but these particular prostaglandins are, you know, inflammatory. And so they cause pain, fever, et cetera, et cetera. Glucosamine, on the other hand, and to a lesser extent, chondroitin, but glucosamine, those both work to reduce pain as well, just via a much more direct effect, action, on cartilage. So there's some controversy over whether or not it can actually regrow cartilage. We know pretty definitively from the studies I've seen that it either stops or greatly slows the loss of cartilage, right, in the joints. It also has other health benefits that go, you know, way beyond joint issues. Boswellia is an herb that acts much faster to relieve, let's say, joint pain, but not as fast as NSAIDs, but it's close. It works via another mechanism, though. You often hear me recommending a Boswellia product that's standardized for boswellic acids. And that's because those acids, there should be four of them, they inhibit something called 5-lipoxygenase, which is an enzyme that produces leukotrienes, which cause inflammation. Now, that's the mode of action that they speculate Boswellia acts through. And it works well. But I'm not convinced that that's the whole story. Nobody is sure, likewise, exactly how Cesis works. Although I think the smart money is on some sort of modification to the, you know, cortisol response. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like anybody's looking into it. And that really blows my mind because Cesis works, man, and it works fast. It works a lot faster than fish oil. It works a lot faster than glucosamine. Does different things. Doesn't necessarily regrow or stop cartilage loss. But, you know, understand it's a pretty potent, let's say, analgesic. Overall, then, I would tell you that things like glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, curcumin, Boswellia, Cesis, all of those things work better, in my opinion, than NSAIDs for the kind of joint pain and injuries that athletes are familiar with. Several of them actually treat, you know, or work on the underlying issue versus just blocking the pain signal, right? You need to be very careful, and I know a lot of people use a lot of NSAIDs, women especially. You know, you can't be taking them every day. And so as an example, I recently got a text and a phone call ultimately from a guy who said, hey, man, I was taking NSAIDs for – he was taking them for a long time. It was like a year or more, but he was taking them every day, and he had developed kidney issues. And so, and they're also, you know, can be liver toxic. That's another concern. So just be aware there's some toxicity there associated with frequent and long duration use. Here's the bottom line. You should try all of the natural compounds, I think, at some point, just to get familiar with how, right, your body reacts to each one, which one works the best. I am excited to report that in next month's bulletin, I'm going to be bringing forth information on a product that outperformed both glucosamine and chondroitin, and handily at that, in several double-blind placebo-controlled studies. I will be detailing those studies, how much was used, et cetera, and where to get it at a very reasonable, you know, 2 month supply for 50 cents a day. You know, to me, that's exciting stuff. And I ultimately, I hope I'm able to share it here because I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I was real excited to find this stuff.
I have something running underneath on the bottom of the screen here that says thymosin beta 4 for kidney damage. If you have suffered kidney damage, the greatest thing you can take is thymosin beta 4 because it actually can reverse the damage in even advanced kidney failure. Terrence Taylor says, I never hear you talk about greens type products. Do you think they have a value? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, you know, he's right. I don't give greens type products the respect that they really deserve. And in part, that's because greens products get lost in the hype of testosterone boosters, creatine, right, protein powders, and pre-workouts. Greens product, people kind of look at least hardcore lifters, and they say, hey, you know, that's for general health. I'm healthy. I don't need that. And, you know, discretionary income being what it is, a lot of people don't have money for both. But I'm here to tell you that a greens product, in my opinion, is a wise investment.
And now, what if you're getting a lot of greens in your diet already?
Well, that's where I was going next. Yeah. I personally think that making your own greens product, mixing things like kale, spinach, et cetera, in a blender is probably optimal. Here's the problem. You either have to grow them or shop for all the ingredients and then blend them up and then somehow get them down. And the reason I say that is, especially if you got a decent whack of kale in there, it's bitter as hell. But I think I found something that helps. I know I found something that helps. Sweeten it with some glycine. Watch what happens. It makes it a lot more palatable. So, you know, if you've never blended spinach, watercress, kale, alfalfa, et cetera, let me be the first to tell you, it's messy, right? It looks like somebody just mowed the lawn and it rained. That's what it looks like. These days, I would rather incur the additional small expense of a pre-made formula, preferably something in capsules. There are a couple out there. One that I like is called Alkaplex. I've seen it both as Alkaplex and Alkaplex Green, but it contains 9 of these deep green superfoods, right? Spirulina, chlorophyll, there's a spinach extract. Those are the heavy hitters, but also 6 others. For anyone that doubts what a nutrient powerhouse some of these things are, head on over to PubMed and punch in spirulina and start reading. It's one of the most nutrient-dense compounds on Earth, and you're going to be plenty shocked as to what you read. It's really some interesting stuff, especially the studies that I read on young boys that are still growing and using this as a protein source. It was really amazing. Otherwise, I have long touted the benefits of at least trying to be in an alkaline state. And I understand your body regulates that. It stays within a very, very narrow range. But when I see everyone and their brother in the population popping antacids at work and other, you know, places, it tells me something, you know. Ever see anyone popping, you know, antalkalizers? No, they all take antacids for
yeah, but in all fairness, Rob, there's very, very, very different reason that people take antacids. So GERD is a condition not of hyperacidity at all. It's a condition of the esophageal sphincter failing and allowing the contents of your stomach to come up into your throat. It's not because you have too much acid. Some would argue that you don't have enough acid, and that's why you do develop GERD. So I just want to kind of balance where you're going with that comment.
That's interesting. I appreciate that. You know, you're probably right. But like I said, whenever I see something like that, it makes me think. It causes me to think. The good news is what you're describing, that condition, for whatever reason, people get relief from greens products when they have quote unquote acid reflux. I've seen it over and over a million times. You know, it's probably better to fix the underlying issue. I don't know if there is a fix for it the way you describe it. But it's just an observation on my part. Greens products do that very well, very well.
So would you, but I'm with you. I think blend your own greens and make it at home instead of, because the other thing that I had put up while you were mentioning this is that if you buy a greens product, make sure it's organic, because not only are they concentrating the good things about the vegetables that they're using in their powder, they're also concentrating pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on those crops if they're not organic, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And one of the reasons why there was a girl I dated, she grew all the stuff in her backyard.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
Juice. And so as a tip, I've mixed it in two things that let me get it down, glycine and vegetable juice, mm-hmm. right? If you think about it, it's a nice base for a greens drink.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Like a vegetable broth in a can, organic vegetable broth. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. There are a lot of people out there who would benefit from increasing the vegetable intake, but they just don't for whatever reason. And that, a greens powder is a great way to get it if that's what you want. Just make sure it's organic. That's all.
That's why I was drinking. I hated shopping for, preparing, and eating the vegetables, most of them. So I did greens drinks, and it worked great.
Yeah. Bobby McCullough says, I tried some hydrolyzed casein the other day, and I didn't notice anything dramatic. I thought this stuff was supposed to be great for recovery, but it isn't, and it tastes disgusting. Is it? How did he assess that it wasn't?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe based on his rate of recovery. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at his question, but it's interesting, right? If you look strictly at the studies, hydrolyzed proteins consisting of di and tripeptides, links of 2 and 3 amino acids together, whether they're casein-based or whey-based, should be the best protein to use in and around your workouts for recovery. Mm-hmm. And so that, given several of the same studies, show that hydrolyzed peptides are absorbed faster than anything else, and they went out of their way to say, including free-form amino acids. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They may be right. Peptides are absorbed faster. Okay. But somewhere along the way, the science didn't translate to the real world. Now, think about it, though. That wouldn't be the first time, right? I mean, it's making a leap from the fastest absorbed protein to the best protein for recovery. That's a wider chasm, so to speak. And but think about it. If it is absorbing that fast, it is quite possible that it's being oxidized that fast, and the rise in amino acids in the bloodstream, the speed of which it goes up is only matched by how it quickly disappears. So I don't know if there are any particular studies looking at that. What I can say is that hydrolyzed proteins, generally speaking, produce a pretty substantial surge in insulin. And that's important to, you know, get that message across, because a lot of times we think dextrose, we think sucrose, we think simple sugars do that. Just because something isn't a sugar doesn't mean there isn't an insulin response. We know, right, there are insulinogenic amino acids like leucine and glutamine and, you know, some others. In fact, there's usually at least some insulin response to all foods. It's just a question of how much. Now, that big rise in insulin, if you're doing it post-workout, that might appeal to you if you're looking, for example, to put on size.
Remember back in the day, a company that you and I both talk about, AST Research.
Yep.
Remember back in the day, their whole thing was first thing in the morning when you wake up, have sugary cereal to spike insulin. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Jeff, what was the guy's name? Jeff something, the big guy with the black.
Jeff Willette.
Yeah, he used to be a big proponent of, like, wake up and have something really sweet, really sugary, because you want to get insulin spiked. And now in retrospect, we look at that and think, possibly the stupidest idea in the world, because insulin spiking without the appropriate essential amino acids and without the preceding workout to turn on the switches that stimulate protein synthesis, it's just going to go to fat.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's teeing things up for fat storage.
Right, right.
And so whenever you elevate insulin, understand it should be in the presence of at least the essential amino acids.
Right.
You know, I would say preferably all of them at most other times. But my issue with hydrolyzed proteins is this. They're extremely expensive. They don't seem to recover you any faster than, say, individual essential amino acids or certainly Synthogen, right? And I've done gobs, and other guys, too, have tried taking me up on this. Take 10, take 20, take 30 grams of essential aminos in and around your workout, before, after, during, all three, doesn't matter. It still doesn't work quite the way that the way the essentials and other things in Synthogen works. But that be that as it may, hydrolyzed proteins also taste terrible, which, by the way, should be the tip off. If you buy a hydrolyzed whey, you're going to know it if it's legit, because it should be very, very bitter.
Disgusting.
Extremely bitter. There are a lot of companies that hydrolyzed whey is on the label, and it's 5% hydrolyzed whey and 95%, you know, intact protein. Why do they do this? It's simple. They know people, taste is important. Compliance with using a product, to most people, taste is really important. So yeah,
the people who should be focusing on the quality of their nutrition the most, people who have had gastric bypass surgery, because yeah, they end up with all sorts of nutrient deficiencies because they don't digest anything anymore. And yeah, I had hooked up, when I first introduced Thrive, I had hooked up with a website that sells protein powders to people who've had gastric bypass surgery. And I explained the benefits of Thrive, you know, all the stuff that's in it. And they bought a case of it and they sold it. And keep in mind, it's just... It was 10 one-pound jugs.
Yep.
And the reviews they got on their website was it didn't taste good. And I was like, and so these are the people who literally their pursuit of taste caused them to become so obese that they needed a surgical intervention so severe that it took the natural path of their digestive tract and created a detour so that they wouldn't get fat again. And all they care about is taste. It's like, well, sure, that's what got you in trouble in the first place. This is a better choice of protein powder than what you're using now, but it didn't taste good enough.
And you know what? I know exactly what drives that. Those artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I drink, right, some of these to flavor my water. Mm-hmm. What I found was over time, I needed to keep adding more and more. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't think it was sweet. And then I said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, it's not good. You know, these things are not good, period. So I kind of think that probably came into play. They were probably using a product laced with artificial sweetener.
I would imagine. But the bottom line was, I'm like, this product is so much healthier than the stuff you have on your website. Yeah, but the people don't like the way it tastes. Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So the bottom line on these protein... hydrolyzed proteins, if you're looking to spend $1 on supplements, make them essential amino acids. Take them prior to and or sip on them between sets. You can also take them afterwards. There is some research showing taking them before. elevated protein synthesis a couple 100% more than taking them after, but as long as you're getting them, you're good. They're a lot cheaper than hydrolyzed whey, casein, or any other protein source. They work better, in my opinion, and they're easier to flavor. If you want to get strong in a hurry, and like blast through a loading pattern, you know, you give Synthogen a hard look. It's the Rolls Royce of recovery agents. Otherwise, essential amino acids, have them with you, use them frequently, grow muscle. It's pretty much that simple.
We're going to take a break. We have a question from Scott Bovat coming up, but in the audience, we have Samurai Jack, who watches on YouTube, thank you very much, who has a question about a replacement for whey protein. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're watching and listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio Network. Are you still on the fence about Body Protection Complex BPC Oral from DrSeeds.com? Listen to Maggie Kuhn, one of the owners of the C-Bus Lifting Company gym in Columbus, Ohio.
I had been having some nagging tendon issues that weren't injuries, just things that were annoying. You know, I'm 58 years old, so just older tendon kind of issues. For us powerlifters, you know, we really don't stop training when we have just nagging issues. We just kind of keep pushing through. And I started the BPC. What I noticed was I was doing some heavy tricep stuff that would have killed me before when I had an elbow problem, and I was able to do this with literally no pain at all.
Go to DrSeeds.com, DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your bottle of BPC Body Protection Complex today. You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety, or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Gutierrez.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of having. Started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax. That was at 8 years old. And so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety. Because I'm talking, you know, full out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually in the middle of a panic attack I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to DrSeeds.com. That's DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers. You've heard about blood flow restriction training since 2006 on SHR, but you're still on the fence. Well, here's the push. BFR is more effective at building muscle than anabolic steroids. That's right, I went there, but it's because it's the truth. My experience with the B-Strong blood flow restriction system is proof to me, and now I'm asking myself why I waited so long. You'll see undeniable changes in the targeted muscles in days and weeks like nothing you've ever tried before. I will never stop using them. Give B-Strong a try. Go to bstrong.training/super-human and use code SHR for 10% off.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Imagine if you had a digital twin, one that you could compare your own health and fitness outcomes to, one that showed you whether or not the things you're doing, foods you're eating, or drinks you're drinking are actually working for you or against you. Well, now you can. The first ever advanced epigenetic saliva test that compares 20 million different data points of your DNA to help predict what is aging you faster or keeping you younger is being introduced to my audience at a 70% discount from the normal price. Go to seeds.com. epigenetic-test today to learn how to get your own digital twin that will help you take the steps to live longer and stay stronger. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer, not available anywhere else. Once these tests are gone, they're gone. Again, go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test today to learn more. I love beef, and if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get two free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com. And use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I keep wanting to bring the microphone closer to me, and then my voice gets too loud and people complain. So, we have a couple questions we want to answer, first of all. The first one comes from Samurai Jack. Oh, actually, they're the only one from him. He said his wife is allergic to whey. What's a good protein alternative? What do you think, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you. A couple different directions you can go in here. If someone is looking for something other than whey, I usually recommend milk and egg protein, including one, and I think it might be the only one, that has yolk protein in it. So IronMind.com, they make all the best home training equipment, grippers, etc. They sell one nutritional supplement. It's called Just Protein, and it is as close to the original Rio Blair, you know, protein that you're going to find out there. It tastes, it has a light almond taste to it. But for some reason, when you mix it with other things, it brings out the flavor. I've never used a protein that flavors so well and so easily if you're going to put fruit in there, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one direction. You know, that's another animal protein. There are some folks, vegans, who want a decent plant-based protein. And in that respect, you know, they're out there. I don't recall seeing one that really knocked me over, other than I think Jero, which is a name that's been in the business a long time. Jero Formulas has something called Optimal Plant Proteins. And the reason I like the product is because it includes, first ingredient, if I'm not mistaken, is pea protein.
Yeah, there you go. Because pea protein has the most complete amino acid profile of any of the plant proteins.
Right. Yeah. And the third ingredient is organic hemp protein. There's also brown rice and calera and chia, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're looking for a vegan one, like you said, pea protein. Most plant-based products are low in one or two or more amino acids. But the way they combine them in this product, I just like it. You know, I don't use it. I've only had it once. It was okay as far as plant-based proteins go. But it was also reasonably priced. I forget. I think a pound was like, you know, $12, $14, something like that. So, yeah.
The next question. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The next question comes from Scott Bovat. He says, I heard you talk before about how much you like the four-way neck machine. Why is that, and how much has your neck shrunk since not having access to it at the gym, obviously, he means?
Yeah, well, I am, in fact, a huge fan of the four-way neck machine for various reasons that I'll get into. And it's admittedly an odd time, right, an odd occurrence when a machine would be favored over, let's say, a free weight version of, you know, working XYZ muscle group. Occasionally it happens. This is one instance. first things first, though, my neck has not shrunk a bit. It still tapes the same, right, after 3+ months of not having access to that four-way neck. That is only, however, because I purchased a super strong neck harness from those folks at Iron Mine that I just mentioned. It's called Head Strap for Hercules. And I did so because I can't tell you the number of what looked like sturdy neck harnesses, you know, leather, chain. I can't tell you the number that have broken as I lift up and I've got anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds on it. Some of them will break even with less than 50 pounds. So I got sick and tired of those breaking.
Where do they break, Coach? Do they break? Does the leather break? Does the connections break? The links?
Right. Yeah. For whatever reason, on the leather ones, it's up around the ear, the stitching. And they don't around that little metal piece on the side. But look, you know, wherever they break, they break. And when you're working your neck, particularly with heavy poundages.
Yeah, you don't want it to snap. Yeah.
No.
You'll have a lifelong neck problem after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So with this other head harness or neck harness, I've already had well over 100 pounds on there. And there are no worries whatsoever. There is zero chance of that thing breaking. I've used it in the traditional sense, you know, where you're performing front and back and side, you know, both sides of your neck. I have also, believe it or not, dragged a sled with it. It's actually rated to something absurd like 1,500 pounds, which is way more than anyone, including the world's strongest man, is going to go lifting, right,
with his neck. Yeah.
So that's that. And I'm glad I bought it because, you know, it's here and I can always train my neck if I can't get to the gym. Back to the four-way neck machine. The reason I favor it is because it produces, like all neck training, rapid gains in size and strength. And related, it does that, I'm convinced, because it allows you to work up to using very, very heavy weights, much heavier than the neck harness. As an example, I was on the four-way neck machine. I was working with 250 to 275 pounds on the forward and backward. On the head strap for Hercules neck harness, my limit is about 120 pounds. So, you know, pretend you're the muscle. What are you going, you know, what's going to stimulate more growth? A nearly 300 pound resistance level or 100. You know, it's a no-brainer. Now, why does it allow you to use that much weight? Simple. Like any other machine, it balances the weight for you, right? You need only press forward, back, or side to side. It's not a three-dimensional thing like the head harness. Normally, in other machines, that's detrimental to muscle growth. But for some reason, in this case,
The neck is so much more delicate. You know, the neck is so much more delicate. And plus, you know, when you're training, because I train my neck, and when you're training your neck, the machine is so much better because you can get in it and out of it without having to exert. Because I used to have one of those leather belt, you know, with the chain, and you hang the plates from it, and just getting in it is a pain in the ass. You know, I mean, just.
Right.
Getting your plates, getting the chain through the, you got the plate. I used to have the plates balanced on my lap, hook it up, and then I'd lift the plates and spread my legs and lean forward. You know, it's like you sit down on the machine, you put your head against it if you're going this way, you put your forehead against it if you're going this way, and boom, you're right into the movement.
As opposed to most neck harnesses, when you lift it up, you have to get it around and on your head and just look at your shoulders. You know, that's begging for a shoulder injury, in my opinion. Anyway, I look at the neck, machine like the same way I do handstand push-ups, or the neck harness, rather. There's a balance component and there's a strength component. And like handstand push-ups, I would tell you that getting strong first is the most important goal. So if you had both, if you had a four-way neck machine and a neck harness, I would train primarily on the neck machine and maybe some supplemental work on the harness. If you don't have a four-way neck machine, and I know a lot of gyms don't, I think it's a crying shame, then that neck harness is the next big thing. Neck training is not, you know, some vanity exercise. You use your neck, it's going to help you take a punch to the head. It is a stronger lever to use in jiu-jitsu if you're rolling around with people. It's going to hold up better in whiplash in a car in the event of you get rear-ended. You know, there's a lot of things beyond, hey, he's got a huge neck. He looks like a horse. So
yeah, no, I'm a big. I mean, every time I train back, I train neck. That's the last thing I do after I train back is I train neck because I feel I include it in the back muscles. So.
Yep.
All right, so the next question comes from Jay Miller. He said, so I was amused by your mention of desiccated liver last week. You seem to use a lot of iffy products like ectosterone, desiccated liver, ginger versus tried and true supplements like creatine, HMB, or fish oil. Why is that so? It makes me wonder sometimes if you're right about a lot of this stuff. So ginger is not an iffy supplement. In fact, if you took the time to go to Google Scholar or even PubMed and just Googled the word gingerol, which is the primary component in ginger, you'll find studies, literally hundreds of studies done on cancer, on esophageal issues, chronic inflammation, inflammatory response in the joints. Ginger is not iffy. Ginger has more science behind it than HMB or fish oil, most likely. It's been studied for 100 years now by the Asians. That's where most of the studies start. So ginger's not iffy. Like, forget that. Ginger's legit.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too. And after I got done reading the question, I was like, has this guy hit PubMed and looked up ginger? Because he's going to be reading for weeks, days, if not weeks. Anyway, all right, so we get to the issue of my recommendations. My recommendations on this show, and that's a big part of the show. People have told me, you know, I trust your recommendations. Those recommendations, however, come not just from studies, but also how I and others have responded to certain ingredients. So, unfortunately, a lot of people will look at studies and only at studies. And when you do that in isolation, it's not good. You're not always going to wind up with the right answer. So I'm going to use HMB and ectosterone as examples. You can find on PubMed many studies showing HMB works. In at least one case, it works better than most steroids do. But when you look closer, you will see that all of those studies have been done or funded by people selling HMB. When they did a meta study of all of the other studies without a vested interest, they found it didn't do anything, which, of course, is what we see in the real world. Now, you can also find many studies showing ectosterone works, has a beneficial effect. And while no study is perfect, these studies have been done by researchers in Russia, Japan, Germany, Hungary, and the United States and their associated universities, the vast majority of which, and this is the thing, the vast majority of which had no vested interest. The studies showing benefits have been done in the test tube. They've been done on furry little critters, and they've been done most recently on human beings, virtually all of them showing some sort of benefit. So you tell me, what's more likely? Hundreds of scientists, okay, in universities the world over have conspired for decades, going back to at least the 1960s, to falsify ectosterone research. And, you know, and say it works when it really doesn't, or
and they have no vested interest in any gain. Let's also point that out. They're not going to make money because they don't own stock or crops or any of that sort of stuff.
Right. So either they're fudging it or there's something there. And when I bring that point up to the doubters about how this would have to be a decades-long conspiracy covering the entire planet, all these countries, you know, what are the odds? They realize that, you know, they realize the true answer to that question. But many of them quip, they don't think that the there that's there justifies it.
I'm sorry about that. You know, I've been running on a clock again, like when I was at Clear Channel. So I'm sorry about that.
So what they'll say in essence is, okay, well, you know, maybe, but it's not doesn't do nearly enough to justify the expense. Recognizing they've lost the argument, what have they done? They moved the goalposts.
Yeah, they shifted the argument.
That's a completely
Well, but it's expensive. Argument. Well, wait a minute. You said it doesn't work. So now you're saying it does work, but it's expensive? Let's be clear right. before we move on to the next discussion here.
Right. So regardless, it's not my job to convince people of Ecti's merit. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, that's great too. It doesn't affect me. It is my job to give an opinion when I'm asked. So that's what I do. Now, there are other products. I think he mentioned other stuff. Liver, maybe, desiccated liver.
Desiccated liver has been studied, and liver is a food. It's like we know that liver has a value. We don't have to do studies on it, do we?
Well, and you know, the ones that we've done, at least the one I'm thinking of and I've read, was funded by not company selling liver, but by the Office of Naval Research. You know, and there are some pretty damn striking photos of rats that got injected with cortisone, and one group got liver and the other one didn't, and the one that didn't looks like it's on death's door. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's to say nothing of the fact desiccated liver has been used repeat buys over a period now of almost 70 years. Okay? We discussed the ginger thing. You know, you need only go to PubMed. You'll see what we're talking about.
I mean, so I want to talk about something real quick in that vein.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we actually ever talked about this on the air. But Jen had something on her skin that was going a little wonky on her, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about applying ginger powder directly to her skin. And what was the end result of that?
She went back to the dermatologist, took the bandage off. Apparently, the dermatologist looked at it and said something like, wow. And she, I guess, as a precautionary measure, she dug out, you know,
that area, the area.
Yeah, whatever was left. But I'll tell you, I really wish we took pictures. You know, the before and after picture was startling.
Well, so how many millimeters would you, if it was round, and I'm sure it wasn't round, because those types of things usually have uneven edges. Right. How many millimeters was it originally? Would you say 5, 4, 2?
I'm thinking 6 to 8, maybe.
Okay. And how many millimeters was it when she went back to the doctor after applying ginger powder directly to the area?
2 to 3.
Okay. So,
and it's important to point out she didn't do it. She didn't do it as consistently as she should have.
You told me that, right? Because it kind of burned a little bit, right?
Yeah, the first time I put it on, she's like, oh, my God. I said, yeah, that's strong. You don't realize how strong ginger is.
So, hold on. I'm putting a skin cancer. I'm putting this up for the people who are just looking. So people may not know this. And if I can help one person avoid the perils of skin cancer from this. So there are studies showing rodents that were given an injection of a chemical that causes spontaneous skin cancer and evolves into tumor growth on the skin. So these little rodents, they look like they've got little mushrooms all over their skin because they get just skin cancer everywhere.
Right.
And one group, they put saline directly on the area, and the other group, they put ginger extract and saline. They made a poultice out of it. They put that directly on, and the skin cancer went away in the rodents that got the skin cancer. Now think about this for a second. Just applying ginger powder on the skin cancer makes it go away. Now, when has your dermatologist told you, that is a questionable area there on your skin. We're concerned about it. We're going to do a biopsy of it. Why haven't they ever said to you, before we do a biopsy and find out if it's malignant or whatever, I want you to go home and put ginger powder and water on. Like, who's ever heard that? Nobody. But it cures skin cancer. Directly applying ginger to skin cancer cures. C-U-R-E-S. Cures skin cancer.
Everybody who walks into a dermatologist's office should be handed a bottle of ginger. That's just my opinion after seeing it in action. Okay? Ginger falls into a class of preventative, right, things. And that's the rub with preventative things. If you were destined to get cancer, but because of ginger and whatever else you're using, you didn't, how would you know?
Yeah, how do you prove it? Right.
Right. It's not like you go to the doctor and he looks at you and he says, yep, you sure as hell should have got skin cancer, but you didn't because of that ginger. No, that's not what happens. No. So how many people, and you know, I often think about this, how many people out there are walking around today cancer-free that have been using ginger that otherwise might be dead?
I mean, this is important because there are twin studies. There are studies on monozygotic twins who have led different lives, and one girl got breast cancer and the other one didn't. And if that doesn't prove at a minimum that cancer is not a disease of genetics. Because if it was a disease of genetics, regardless of lifestyle, both women get cancer. They're monozygotic twins. They're literally mirror images of each other. And one gets cancer, the other gets cancer. That's it. That's the genetic model. You are genetically going to get cancer. We better lop those breasts off now before you're older. That's what people do. But we know that epigenetics is more important than genetics, because then you can navigate life and avoid the things that are going to unlock your genes to cause diseases. One of those things is ginger. Included in your meals, you know, a couple times a week. Buy ginger extract powder, you know, put it on your oatmeal. You know, and if you do have a questionable skin thing, like, man, what is that? That's ugly. It's kind of red and the edges are all weird looking. Get some ginger powder, put a little drop of water on it, put it right on there, cover it with a Band-Aid, change it every day, put fresh ginger on it. Watch it go away. You've heard it here.
Yeah.
Because skin cancer is the number one cancer killer in America. You know that, right?
More common than all of the cancers combined.
And if friggin' ginger could save lives, you know, let's just do it. Yeah. Let's just do it. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day, which is it's going to be a bond burner. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've I've ever seen or experienced. With all seven forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. For 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who, because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, I have to put this up first. Dave Hartnett put something up. Very, very good. I want to put this up. He said, ginger is also great for healthy lipids and arterial plaque prevention. Many good studies. And there you go. So, here's a guy who knows. Ginger is not some obscure, you know, sideline supplement. It's been part of Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years, by the way, also. So, thanks for that, Dave. And also, before we get into the Blueprint tip of the day, Coach. I'm wondering if we could keep you around after the Blueprint tip of the day, because I have an announcement I want to make.
Sure.
Okay, so let's do this. So yeah. I'll give you the stage now, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. There's something I've been working on for 2 years. I've intimated about it on the show here and there, but it's finally ready to go. And I'm very excited about it. And it's actually a contribution to the pharmaceutical industry. What, Carl? Wow. Yes. But stay with me. Go ahead, Coach. Go ahead.
So the tip of the day is thoughts on persistence during times of adversity. So when you're hitting on all cylinders and you're training, right, it's a beautiful thing. There are days when the weights are going to feel really light and it feels like you could double the number of reps that your program calls for. I've had those days, and they're terrific. There are days when you're looking at the weights you have to lift, and you know you have a little bit of trepidation surrounding that. The weights don't feel light; they may even feel heavy, but you grind through it and you get your target reps for the day. In my opinion, those are the best days. because there's a challenge. There's a real challenge to rise to. And then there are days when you walk into the gym and it feels like somebody turned the gravity up. Yesterday was just such a day for me. So, I am in week 9 of a 12-week program for trap bar deadlifts, and the workout called for 2 sets of 3 reps with 450 pounds. Now, bear in mind, everything up to this point has gone just swimmingly. Even when I had to take a few weeks off to rest my lower back, I still got all of my assigned reps, including after that break, which really surprised me. And then wham, I pulled 450 yesterday, but it was ugly. I would not be proud to videotape this and share this with anybody. It's not the kind of form
Couldn't have hitched it, right? Because you couldn't, it's a hack. You got the triangle, octagon bar, right?
Right.
So you can't rest it against your thighs and hitch it up, so.
No, thank God, no.
Couldn't be too ugly.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see it again. Let me put it that way. But to make matters worse, as soon as I put the weight down, my entire left arm, right down to my fingers, goes numb. And so needless to say, at that point, I had to rethink things a little bit. If I was 25 years old again, I might go back and try 450 again. But at age 50 and you got a wife and son, you need to err on the side of caution. So I stopped and I waited for a few minutes and there was no numbness in my arm. It went away rather quickly. So I finished with some grip work, some hyperextensions, and some ab work. I was really upset though, and still am to a certain degree. Because I thought the first thought that I had was 9 weeks of work, hard work down the tubes. I had a chiropractor appointment right after that, which I went to. And it was there where I more or less figured out it's a pinched nerve.
Coming somewhere. Out of your neck. Coming out of your neck.
Yeah. It has to be because.
So when you pull, do you tend to look up? You look up at the wall, you look up at the sky, you look up at the ceiling. What do you do?
No, I look forward.
Okay.
I look forward.
Well,
so
there goes that theory.
but what I did notice was the way I'm sitting right now, if I lean forward and I put my elbows on my knees and I kind of rest them there, I noticed that when I did that, the left arm went numb again.
Hmm.
Right? But then I noticed if I turn my neck to the right, it goes away. I turn it to the left, the arm starts tingling again, right? So that's not optimal, right? That's not necessarily a good thing.
Did the chiro work on your neck? Did he pull your head? Did he cause traction?
He did. And I noticed an improvement. And I'm continuing to see improvement in it. Now, pinched nerve is not a great thing, especially in the neck, if that's what it is. But it beats having a heart attack or a stroke, some kind of blockage there. But I was still steaming over not getting things at least the way I wanted them. Where things go from here in terms of the training program, I'm still not sure yet. But I am sure of this. Things will move forward. The whole thing reminds me of a kid I knew in college, and he desperately wanted to get bigger and stronger. He's about 6 feet tall, 160, not destined to be a big, strong dude. He had no coach. There was no internet. Everyone knew the magazines were bunk, right? The one thing he was, though, was persistent. Okay. He would ask everyone for advice. Almost, nobody bothered with him. They just kind of dismissed him. What little money he did have, he ordered books and courses to get big and strong, to learn how to do that. He would sometimes even do some very ill-advised stuff and crazy stuff, like train until he dropped or threw up or both. He would occasionally force feed until he threw up. And at one point, he trained every day, multiple times per day, three times a day. One day, though, his persistence paid off. Someone who knew what they were doing, really knew what he was doing, showed him the way. And by the time he graduated, he was 220 pounds. He was benching over 300 and squatting and deadlifting over 500. That kid was me. And so sometimes I need to remind myself, right, of the kind of persistence that I am capable of and have displayed as a young man. So I want you to remember this. If things don't go your way, right, in one thing, one lift, go on offense in others until such time as you're clicking on all cylinders again. It's called, right, it's called persistence. It's related to something else I've talked about on here before, resilience. And it's absolutely crucial that you cultivate it. Wade Johnson has a saying, something to this effect. He says, the only bad workout is a missed workout.
That's it.
Right? Point being, even if you missed every target rep in every exercise in your workout, you're still benefiting. How? You're still building an efficient central nervous system. You're making those connections. You're still increasing blood flow to the muscles. You're still working out stress. You're still building muscle maturity. You're getting all of the benefits that strength training gives you. You must live persistence. And when all else fails, I want you to remember this quote. This is from former President Calvin Coolidge, from Massachusetts, believe it or not. What he said was, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Nothing. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than men with unrealized talent. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Persistence has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. I thought that summarized things nicely. Here's the bottom line. It may take days. It may take months. It may take years. Keep going. It is a marathon, not a sprint. And I'll be back next week to talk about how I'm recovering from that little episode.
That sounds great.
It's about persistence, man. It really is.
Showing up.
And resilience.
Showing up. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to break the news on a pharmaceutical that I've been working on for some time with a pharmaceutical company. And we are releasing it in 4 to 5 weeks. And it's going to really make a big difference to people, men, on HRT.
Oh, that's exciting.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get 2 free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com. And use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all seven forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety, or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Goutreau.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of having. Started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax. That was at 8 years old. And so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety. Because I'm talking, you know, full bull out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually in the middle of a panic attack I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to drseeds.com. That's DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay. So some of you may have heard shows that I did. One in particular that I can think of was the show that we talked about, Sex Hormone Binding Globulin, with Dr. Scott Stevenson, and how it's misunderstood. And I talked about on that show was probably 2 years ago, that I was working on a new testosterone preparation. And it is ready. It's actually just undergoing shelf stability testing. We expect it to be shelf stable without any problems. And once it passes the shelf stability testing, which we expect it to fly right through, it will become available. And what this is and what this represents is taking male testosterone replacement therapy to a completely new place. We know that testosterone naturally pulses at night, and throughout the day it diminishes. And when it's time for nighttime again, I'm just going to kill your mic because I hear something going on in the background. It naturally pulses. So when you take testosterone enanthate, testosterone cypionate, any of these long-acting esters, especially nubido, the testosterone undecanoate, you know, which lasts 6 months,
your testosterone levels rise and stay up there for days at a time. When the natural testosterone levels go like this every day, every day, every day. If you look at the literature, you see that men get fewer side effects when they inject two times a week because they have this twice a week pulse. And it's hard to argue with the importance of the pulse because it's natural. It's how men work. And we also know that men who go on testosterone creams and gels, they don't see the type of side effects or, let's say, unwanted effects that guys who are on testosterone cypionate or enanthate for long periods of time. Testicular shrinkage is less when you're on the creams because the creams deliver for 8 to 12 hours, and then they're gone. And so at night, when you're sleeping, luteinizing hormone can still pulse a little bit. It definitely diminishes when you're on any kind of exogenous testosterone. But it still tries to pulse a little bit at night. And then you put your cream on first thing in the morning. People would say to me, well, Carl, sounds like we have creams and gels. Why do we need something else? Well, anybody who's worked with creams or gels or been prescribed creams or gels knows a few things about them. Number one, absorption varies from day to day, depending on your level of hydration, depending on whether or not you rotate your application sites. And so you could go back for your initial follow-up exam after being put on testosterone cream, and the doctor will say, wow, your testosterone is great. You're in the 700 nanogram area. That's where we want it. 6 months later, you come back for an exam, and all of a sudden, your testosterone is down to 400. You're using the same dose every day. What's going on? Well, creams are very unpredictable, very unpredictable. So that's one problem with creams. The other problem with creams is you're not a candidate for a cream if you have young children or if you don't do your laundry by itself because you get cross-contamination. I have a friend through the show who confided in me, called me, Child Protective Services wanted to take his daughter away because she had developed breast tissue started budding. She was getting virilized hair on her vagina. She was like 11 years old or 10 years old. And when they checked her blood levels, her testosterone levels were through the roof. How could that be? Well, daddy hugs his daughter sometimes. Yeah. Okay? So precision of dosing is pretty much a crapshoot with creams. On top of that, transferability of the testosterone to your wife or to somebody else is a real issue. So what I decided I needed, for me personally, was a once-daily testosterone injection. Nothing existed. No one even wanted to talk about it. I found a pharmaceutical company that's based in Florida but has offices in Tennessee, and I've been working with one of their greatest chemists. The guy is amazing, and he will be on the show soon. I don't want to give away his name. And I said, this is what I want to do. And we hit all sorts of obstacles. We want to use a different oil, a different viscosity. We had to get that approved by the FDA, which they eventually did. Well, the product is going to be called Nature Rhythm. It's the one daily testosterone injection. You will use an insulin syringe, so you don't have to worry about it. There's no aspiration. There's no intramuscular. You know, just like you take your peptides, you'll take this testosterone once a day in the morning. And I predict it will completely change how men feel and how they can stay on testosterone therapy long, long into their future.
Wow.
I believe it will change the landscape of male hormone replacement therapy. Now, I know as soon as I come out with this, I'm going to have people out there say, oh, this is BS. And we have creams. All I'm saying to those of you out there who are on HRT now, send me an email. At onair@superhumanradio.net. And we are going to put together a small group of men we're going to do a study with. And if you want to be involved in this, and then also if you want your doctor to be able to prescribe it for you, email me. What's going on over there?
Can you turn the mic down? Yeah, sorry. My wife's mic. So,
this is really exciting. I predict this is going to be my legacy. I'll be long gone and I will have changed the face. Because now that I'm doing this, other people are going to go, wow, why didn't we think of that? Let's do that. Because they're lazy. The testosterone industry is lazy. I mean, look, who first talked about sub-Q injections on this show? In 2010, I had Dr. John Chrysler come on my show, and I had admitted to him that for the past couple of years, I got tired of sticking needles in my quads and my shoulders and my glutes, and I started doing sub-Q, and everything was working great. And he told me it was a bad idea. Sub-Q is a bad idea. Then he goes on to write a book 10 years later about how sub-Q is the way to go. So I have been thinking about testosterone day and night for decades now. How can we make it better for men? How can it work better for men? How can we make it more like the natural pulse? Look, we know CJC 1295 with DAC and things like MK677 are horrible choices for raising growth hormone for one reason. It's not that they don't work. They work too long. Your body wants to see a pulse every 1.5 to 3 hours of growth hormone. When you do this with it and leave it up there, it stops working. The pituitary gets tired. Nothing works right. You don't feel right. Anxiety, blah, 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 blah. So every hormone in our body has a rhythm, and ignoring it is just being lazy. That's all it is.
If I tell you what, if it solves the increase in red blood cells, I'm in. Because having to go for blood work and give blood every 2-3 months is a real pain. And from what I've heard on your past shows, part of the reason is the constant elevation with the cypionate or enanthate ester.
Well, and they affect estradiol. So the faster the ester, the less estrogen you produce. The slower the ester, the more estrogen you produce. So there are guys on 200 milligrams of testosterone a week, and their estradiol is through the roof, and they give them an AI. Well, if they stopped that, if it was so fast, it was gone in a day. And this is not propionate, just so you know. This is not propionate. There's nothing like this out there. There has never been anything like this out there. And it's because no one cares that testosterone therapy has unwanted effects. It's like, well, that's all we have. Just get used to it. Take an AI. Take a DHT inhibitor. Go give blood. And never mind the fact that using creams and gels isn't precision. It's not precise. If I say, well, men produce on average 11 milligrams of testosterone a week, how about being able to put 11 milligrams, a day, how about being able to put 11 milligrams in your body this morning and not guessing, and not waiting to come out of the shower and not waiting for it to dry before putting your shirt on and not worrying about now you're going to play racquetball and you're going to sweat it all off? No, people were just lazy. The TRT industry has been lazy. They tell guys this is all there is. Not anymore.
That's fantastic news. So, okay, so I send you an email or ask my
right
doctor?
Right now we're asking people to send me an email because it's going to be released in about 4 weeks, and we're going to reach out to doctors. We'll reach out to your doctor and tell them that they can prescribe it for you. Yes.
Is it intramuscular or
no sub-Q?
Sub-Q.
It's like you take your peptides under your skin, and the oil vehicle that it's in is light enough where you can put a 29 gauge insulin syringe in there, pull it to about 10 units, which will probably be the standard dose for some people, a little bit more. Pop it under your skin, push it in, and go about your business. You're done that day.
That sounds like a great solution. Why? How come nobody's thought of that before?
Because people are lazy. They're lazy. They're lazy. They'd rather prescribe you something that they have already than to have to go out and make something new. You have no idea. I talked to 3 different companies over the past probably 5 years. I said, I have this idea. It wasn't until I talked to Justin Kirkland. Justin Kirkland is the guy who helped me formulate it because he's a pharmacy biochemist. The guy's brilliant. He's the guy who created the DHM that Dr. Seed sells, the chill pill. He created and patented that, that he discovered it. So the guy is brilliant. And so I turned to him, and he actually had connections at a particular pharmaceutical company, and we brought it to them, and they were like, yeah, we're on board with this. This is brilliant.
You know what? Okay, I'm in. I hope this is for you what Quest bars were when they started with Quest.
It's funny it's you should true. Say that because you know who came up with the name Nature Rhythm?
No.
Ron Penna.
From?
I said to Ron, Ron has known I've been working on this all along. Yeah. And so I said, I said to him, well, we're ready. We're ready to release this in 6 or 7 weeks. This was when I talked to him about it. And I said, I got to come up with a name. And I said, here's the things that it does. And he texted me back and said, Nature Rhythm comes to mind. I thought, I love that. That's exactly what it is. Nature Rhythm.
Wow.
Once daily testosterone injection.
Very cool. Very cool.
So when you see the commercials for that during the Super Bowl or a couple years ago, you say, hey, that's right. Carl. That Carl did that.
Hey, it's about time, right?
I'm excited about it.
It's about time. Yeah, you can retire, and that's that.
I don't know about retiring. I would still do the show. I would never stop doing the show. I love doing the show.
That's true.
These people are my family now. It'd be like saying, oh, you don't want to see your family anymore. No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
but
true.
I could actually make a legitimate contribution to men's health.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Really, really.
Wonderful.
So there you go. That's the secret. Stay tuned.
Very cool.
Rob, thanks for sitting through with me on that. And thanks for everybody who participated in today's show and asked questions. And we will see you tomorrow. Don't forget, CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go if you want to be stronger tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to everybody tomorrow.